Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanos. This is episode 319, season 13. Today's date is March 30th, 2024, and welcome to the program. On today's show, I will talk about the 60th anniversary of the game show Jeopardy! And that premiered on March 30th, 1964. I'll talk about its history of that and their two hosts, which first hosted by Art Fleming and, of course, Alex Trebek. Then I will talk about my health status for this week that happened this week. I got a lot to talk about that. A lot has been going on. Also, I will do a tribute to actor Louis Gossett Jr. He just passed away yesterday, and I'll talk about my memories of watching him on television and in the movies. And he had a very illustrious career, and he was a great man, great actor. But first, the program will go into a commercial break, and this program is brought to you by Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. To this day, a lot of people miss this place so much. This commercial is from 1978. So sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
At Arthur Treacher's, please don't take our sign too literally. Our specialty isn't just delicious tasting fish. Our specialty is delicious food. Sure, Arthur Treacher's got famous for the original fish and chips, but we also specialize in boneless chicken and chips, and shrimp and chips, even our own mouth-watering sandwiches. Come to Arthur Treacher's and let us cook you our specialty. The only thing we need to know is, which one?
Arthur Treacher's, we are something else.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. That company was founded in 1969, and it was very popular in the 70s and the early 80s. Arthur Treacher was an actor from England. He's best known as, he always played like butlers, you know, very stuffed shirts, you know, like that. He was also best known as Merv Griffin's sidekick on his talk show in the 60s. And I guess he lent his name to this franchise. And that's what he was well known as. But he did a lot of television, movies, the stage, and all that. As for the restaurant, I've always said this before. I'm not a big fish fan. You know, I'm not crazy about it. The only thing I like is salmon. Shrimp. Yeah. But they had chicken and shrimp. If that place was open now, I would buy chicken. Of course, it'd be chicken and chips. You know. And it was boneless. So I've been there once, and it was on 59th Street and South Kedzie in the Marquette Park area a long, long time ago when I was a kid. That was in the 70s. I was in the area with a friend of mine, and we decided to go there. It was pretty good. I did order the fish. It wasn't bad, you know. Chicken wasn't available then, so that was good. The fries, they call them chips in England. They were good. They were good. They're still around, not in Chicago. Maybe a couple of them in Ohio or in the East Coast, like Maryland or New Jersey, something like that. They ought to bring them back. We'll see about that. Okay, at the beginning of the program, I mentioned I will talk about the 60th anniversary of the game show Jeopardy, that debuted today, 60 years ago. Also, I'll talk about my health status this week. And then I will talk about, I'll do my tribute to actor Louis Gossett Jr. Before I get started, I'm going to mention two things. One, yes, the other day I posted a photo of a Jack in the Box restaurant that was on Western Avenue near 62nd Street. It was right across the street from the Sears department store. That's gone. The Sears is gone. They tore it down. And but it grew popularity. But, you know, I forgot to credit the person. No, when I'm sorry. When I found the photo, I didn't see any credit. I thought it was, I assume it was not from a studio or like a personal photo. And the guy contacted me. And he said, Pete, would you please credit this for me? This is from collection. And I said, of course. But I forgot, you know, I was so busy. So he sent me another message and I said, oh, okay. I did that and everything's fine. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. Second thing, you know, when you learn in life, you got to be careful with people when you run into. So you got to trust, you know, you don't trust them for them to do a favor because, you know, it can lead to into a bad thing. So you, please folks, be careful out there. You know, there are people that take advantage of you. This happened to me not too long ago. And, you know, now I've regretted it and, I'm trying to recover that, you know, it's, it can happen to anybody. You know, I fell for it. So please, please be careful. Just run. If you're outside, don't, or you're on the phone, hang up. I didn't do this time, you know, so, you know, it was very heartbreaking. I'm trying to get over it, so I'm doing okay. Just, again, just please be careful. You know, you don't, there are a lot of, how would I say, crooks, you know, a lot of con artists. You know, you got to be careful. Okay. All right. Let's get started. We're going to talk about, I'll talk about my health status first, you know, get that out of the way. This is what happened. Monday, I went to UIC, you know, in the near west side of Chicago, you know, to discuss, the spot on my rib. I've been telling people that on social media for a long time, and yeah, it is metastasized. I can't say that word. So I spoke to two doctors, and both very young and very knowledgeable and very nice. And they said, "Yeah, it's localized, you know, and it just popped up because you know you had radiation before. That was like what 3 years ago." You know, but my oncologist says, yeah, it could pop, but anything could pop up, you know, because of that. So they said the best way to treat this is radiation. And I said, okay. But it's not that bad. It's not like I went for 39 days in 2021 in the summer, so it's not going to be like that at all. No, it'll be like between 1 to 5. So like a week, might be less. What I have is oligometastatic, I can't say the word, prostate cancer. My prostate is gone. You know, it was surgically removed on April 6, 2020, which is coming up. It's 4 years ago. You know, and the doctor did his best, you know, but there's still little microscopic cells left over on the prostate bed. Real teeny tiny. You can't really tell. Maybe it's from that. Could be. So both doctors who were asking me questions, they asked the history, how, you know, from the beginning, how this, you know, what my journey through all my treatments, the surgery, blah, 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 you know that. And, I will do, so this coming Monday, I will do another CAT scan, you know, another scan. It's a bone scan, not a PET scan. It's not necessary because they know what it is and they can see it. And just to be sure, and so they can, so they pinpoint it or where they'll start radiation. Now for radiation, I don't know when I'm going to start. It should be very soon, maybe in a week, 2 weeks. I don't know. Sometime in April. Then hopefully this will work. This will do the trick. It'll, you know, they'll zap it. It'll be gone. And my PSA will drop. And then as for medications, I still take two of them. I don't know if I'll continue with that. Probably. Maybe one or two or both. I don't know. It depends. It's up to them. It's up to my urologist and it's up to my oncologist. Okay. So I'm hoping if it doesn't fail, there's a slim chance that it might not work and I probably have chemotherapy, which I do not want. You know, but if I have to do it, I have to do it. It'll save my life. But with this special radiation, there's no side effects, except I'm going to be tired. But I'm already tired already, you know, with the pills. So hopefully I'll keep everyone posted when how it went Tuesday. And they'll tell me the schedule of the radiation. And hopefully it won't be that bad. You know, it's a pain in the butt, but I managed to do that. Then this past Wednesday, I went to see my urologist. He did a cystoscopy or something. He looks through the urethra. He looks around to see if anything's going on. He found a bladder stone. You know, he says that's common. Not a kidney stone, thank God. It's just a bladder stone, just a small one. In other words, I have to go to the hospital again for the third time with this procedure and get my scar tissue stretched. That's the third time doing that. But I'm scheduled in early May, so I got time. He says, you have no rush. You know, it's nothing. It's outpatient. You'll be in and out. No problem. But I got to wear a catheter. I hate that. That's how it is. Hopefully. And hopefully everything will be fine, you know, and then I could just continue being healthy. You know, it's crazy. It's been a roller coaster ever since I first diagnosed in December 2019. It's just nuts like that. But I'm in good hands. I really am. I'm in good hands. Okay. That's it. All right, right now I'm going to talk about the 60th anniversary of the game show Jeopardy, which debuted today, 60 years ago. Give you a little history on that. And that premiered on NBC, March 30th, 1964. This is the first version, and it ended January 3rd, 1975. So it had a long run like that. The first version of Jeopardy was not like what we watch now, not really. It's the same the same way you play, only right now it's computerized and there's screens and all that, and the dollar amounts have increased since then, you know, inflation. Like that. So, the host of the show, the first one, his name was Art Fleming. And he had a very strange voice, you know, but he was a good host, you know. And he hosted he was the host of all versions. It was syndicated until the first show in 1964 all the way to 1979. It was syndicated for a while. Then my memories of watching the first one, I was very, very little. I was about 5 or 6. You know, I think I saw it when I lived in the South Shore neighborhood. And I turned on the TV and it was on 10:30 in the morning on Channel 5. And I was like, I saw this grid of, you know, with dollar amounts and categories. And in the beginning of the show, this is the difference between that and what we watch now. You have the announcer. It was Don Pardo who used to do he was the announcer of Saturday Night Live for many years. And he announced the contestant's name and they enter in a room. This time they didn't stood, you know, like you do, like they do now, or they just stood there while they're do their introductions. You know, when the announcer introduced the contestants, they, you know, they, he introduced and they sat down. That was the difference. And they tell them their names and where they're from. And they had coffee cups or like water, you know. The one we watched Jeopardy now, they had nothing. All they is themselves, and they have the buzzer. That's I don't know if they snuck food in there. No. And then they introduce Art Fleming, and then when you watch Jeopardy now, you have you know, boop 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 boop, you know, with all the amounts popping in and not and popping in, and then. They would introduce the categories. In the Art Fleming version, there was like a curtain, and it went open it up, and then he would introduce the categories. He also had Double Jeopardy, and he had Final Jeopardy, and there was also the Daily Double. Of course, that was there. Same thing. Same thing. But you have to form the answer. You have to your answer has to be a form of a question. Okay, same thing. It was like that. And I watched a few episodes on YouTube. A lot of them are not survived. I wish they were. That would be fun to watch. They really would. But you know, a lot has changed since then. Like that. So anyway, I'm going to play the introduction of Jeopardy. I think it's from 1974, in the mid-70s, with Art Fleming. And when I come back, I'll talk a little bit more about Jeopardy today. Okay? So sit back and relax, and I'll be right back, folks. Thank you.
Jeopardy presents today's three contestants. This is Miss Kim Elam from New York City. This is Mr. Kent Jarrell from Vienna, Virginia. And this is our champion, Mrs. Karen Striesman from Freeville, New York. These three people will compete today on Jeopardy. And now, here's the star of Jeopardy, Art Fleming.
Good morning. Thank you, players. Thank you, Don Pardo.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the introduction of Jeopardy with Art Fleming. This is from the mid-1970s, so there's a big difference between the show back then and what is now. Yeah, so over the years. Now I'll talk a little bit about, let me start this. The show came back for 1 year in syndication from... from 1974 to 1975, that was just 1 year. And then it came back, from 1978 to 1979. I don't remember that at all. And, Art Fleming did host that. Okay. And then, Jeopardy came back in the mid-1980s. This time it was with Alex Trebek, and he was famous for that. You know, he was. I read somewhere like when he first hosted, like a lot of people were going, "We want Art Fleming. We don't want this guy." You know, but you know, we all warmed up to him, and he's awesome. You know, and I've been watching the show ever since. You know, me and my mom watch it every day. Every day, even specials, you know, she loves the show. She learns things, you know, she asks me questions and I tell her, you know, if she's not sure, but you know, I enjoy it. Record it every day. You know, it's a lot of fun. I love the show. I really do. And it has changed over the years. The format's still the same. Nothing's changed. Regular Jeopardy, you know, Double Jeopardy, Final Jeopardy, that's all the same. The Think music, that's still there. Oh, it's changed a little bit. Well, one thing I want to mention, the Arthur Fleming version, you know, you had to write down the, you had to write it down like on a piece of paper, like a board, and then Art Fleming will come over and you just flip it, you know, and show you. In today, you just they just do it on a computer screen. You know how times have changed. So Alex Trebek hosted the show for many years until like 2021, I think, and then he passed away. Let's see. So, yeah, no, he passed away on November 8th, 2020. And then, but they still show, a lot of shows were taping in advance. So the last show, I think, was about, I don't know, December? Something like that. I'm not sure. I remember watching the last show with him. Because he was suffering from pancreatic cancer, and it was like, oh my God, this stinks. It's awful. Yeah, poor man. You know, he wanted to continue, and no. You know, he said he loved hosting the show. He loved hosting it. And I've auditioned many times. You know, you do the written, do the test, you know, never got called. I keep trying. I'll keep trying like that. So then after Alex Trebek's death, there were a few guest hosts. Like, for example, there was Ken Jennings. There was LeVar Burton, Maya Bialik. I can't say her name. Lots of them. Aaron Rodgers, of course. He hosted. And there were so many, you know. Most of them did a great job. They really did. But they selected two, Mian Bialik and, of course, Ken Jennings. Now, Mian Bialik, I don't know, she left, you know, but she hosts, they alternate. So Ken Jennings is the host, you know. I don't know if he wants to do it full time. It's a little hard, you know, because sometimes he does specials at prime time, you know, with celebrities like that. And he does host a regular one. So that's a good ideal choice. It really is. To tell you the truth, I wish LeVar Burton did it because he was awesome in that. But I may be a minority in this. But he was great. He was great. I wish he hosted it. Guess not. Things change. So maybe I'll try the test today. I will try. Why not? It'll be fun. I enjoy doing it. I really have a good time. Anyway. So I'll continue watching the show. I believe the show will go on for a long time, a really long time. I don't know how long Ken Jennings will host it. We'll see. Maybe. I don't know if that's his future. Like that. I have no idea. So Jeopardy lives on. And in like that. So one of the greatest game shows of all time. Okay. Oh, one last thing. I like Price is Right, but I'm not a huge fan because, you know, over there it's kind of nuts. Yeah, Jeopardy is more quiet, sedated, cerebral, you know, very relaxed. Not like the other one. Okay, next up, I'm going to do my tribute to Louis Gossett Jr. He was an actor. He appeared on television, stage, the movies. It was so sad I heard that he passed away. He was 87 years old. From what I heard, you know, he had prostate cancer, and I didn't know that, just like me, and he beat it. So, but I heard he had medical problems over the years, but he was still acting to this day. He really was. So I'll give you a little background about him. Okay, so he was born Louis Cameron Gossett Jr., May 27, 1936. He was born in Brooklyn, in New York, you know, and he started acting. And he was like, so he got the acting, he caught the acting bug then, and he did plays in high school and all that. And then his high school teacher encouraged him to audition for a part in Broadway, you know, version. He did. And he was on his way. So And, you know, he was a tall guy. And he was offered to play for the New York Knicks, you know, the basketball team. But he said, nah, I don't want to do it. I want to act like that. And his first Broadway play was called Take a Giant Step. And he was awesome. And then he performed more Broadway shows. And then his famous one was A Raisin in the Sun. That was based on a play by Lorraine Hainsbury. I think that's her name. You know, that's set in Chicago. And he was in the movie. I think that was his first movie, I think. You know, I've seen the movie about once or twice many years ago. And I forgot about him. He was in it. I got to watch it again. So he made that. And let's see. Then he started in a lot of movies, more Broadway plays. And then he started on television. And I remember he appeared on The Partridge Family. He was a fireman, you know, with Richard Pryor. That was a classic show, you know, like that. And wow, that was great. And also what was that other show? Good Times. And he was going to be a replacement for John Amos on Good Times because John Amos left. So that he only appeared one episode. So, but he was good in that. And of course, his famous role was the role of Fiddler in Roots, you know, the miniseries by Alex Haley. I saw Roots when I was in eighth grade. He was awesome in that. Oh, wonderful. And he won an Emmy for that. He deserved it. You know, And I think he appeared in the sequel, you know, with LeVar Burton, you know, Kunta Kinte. He did that. And he appeared in more movies. He also appeared in The Deep, you know, in 1977. I remember that movie. That looks scary. I didn't see it. I remember he played at Fort City Theater in Chicago. You know, I want to see that. But that was with Jacqueline Bisset. Played more roles. He played in a couple of TV shows. One was The Lazarus Syndrome that lasted 1 year, and also The Powers of Matthew Starr. That was in the 1980s. I remember that. well, that's okay. But his most famous role, of course, was Officer and Gentleman. And that won him an Oscar for Supporting Actor. When I first saw this movie in the movies, he blew me away, and he was a drill instructor, Gunny Sergeant Emil Foley. Oh, my God, this guy was a badass. He was just, you know, when he was on the screen, you couldn't take your eyes off of him, and he was so mean to Richard Gere. You know, he was in the movie, so it was, Deborah Winger was in the movie. Oh, my, when Richard Gere was in the military, and oh my God. I've only seen the movie once. I got to see it again because his role in that movie was phenomenal like that. And he didn't take crap from anybody, but he was outstanding. He really was. And he deserved it. He deserved the Oscar. That's great. That really was. Okay. Right now I'm going to play a commercial real quickly. Oscar, believe it or not, Louis Casa Jr., did a commercial for Oreo cookies. So here's one from 1987. And when I come back, I'll wrap up the show, folks. Thank you.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie?
Huh? Who are you calling a kid?
Eating all the luscious chocolate, licking all the creamy middles.
One good twist, and I got him right where I want him.
Dunking all the crunchy cookies like he did when he was little.
My mama never let me eat them whole.
Oh, it's hard to hide the kid inside with
Louis Gossett Jr.
And O-R-E-O, the Bisco.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial. They appeared on the Oreo sandwich commercial, you know, or Oreo cookies. Sorry. You know, I don't like them. You can find it on YouTube. you know, like I said before, he starred in a lot of television, a lot of movies. Of course, I mentioned a couple that stood out. One was Iron Eagle, Enemy Mine. That was a good one. And, well, some bad ones, too. Jaws 3D. others were Toy Soldiers. So, you know, he was a supporting actor, but that's okay. You know, he liked to keep busy, so that's okay. You know, so he was a wonderful man. And so, yeah, we're going to miss him, you know, but his work will live on, of course. Yeah, of course it will. Okay. So that's it for this show. I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about the 60th anniversary of the game show Jeopardy, which premiered 60 years ago today, March 30th, 1964. Also, I talked about my health status, and also I did my tribute to actor Louis Gossett Jr. This podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, also Breaker, Overcast. It'll also be on my blog, www.vanishinggoblin.blog. Okay. Also, it'll be on my YouTube channel. Again, people ask me, where do I find your podcast? Where do I find your podcast? Go to my YouTube channel, do a search, type in Vanishing Goblin Stories or my name, Pete Costanis, and you will find it. Hit subscribe. You will get a notification of the latest episodes. You can listen to previous episodes. Same thing with the apps. Hit follow. You'll do that as well. I mean, you get notifications for those. Also, be sure to my social media accounts, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Reddit, Threads, Instagram, what's the other one? Blue Sky, and also TikTok. They have the links, so you want to watch that. Okay. So that's it for this show. I don't know if I'll do another one tomorrow. We'll see. Tomorrow's Easter, but it's not my Easter. I celebrate Easter a month later, about May 2nd or something. I forgot the date, but it's the first Sunday of May. That's my Easter. Okay. So we'll see. Well, I have to think about what I'll talk about. Okay. So this is Pete Costanis, your host of Vanishing Goblin Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me today. It looks like a lovely day. It's nice and sunny. I don't know if it's too cold. Hopefully your Easter will be beautiful. You know, and we'll see if I'll do another episode. Probably, you know, if I have time. Well, I'll have to think of something. Okay. So this is bye bye for me, and here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye bye bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye bye bye.